A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. No one expected Jesus to be on that shore. No one. Yet, there was an undeniable familiarity, an intuitive knowing that grabbed their consciousness as they struggle to pull in that net bulging with fish. Something in the inflection of his voice as it carried over the sea to them. Something in how he stood on the shore. Something in the overabundance of the catch. Something real. Something they had seen with their own eyes and touched with their own hands. Something undeniably real and true grabbed them. It is the Lord. God is good this way, showing up anywhere, everywhere, always disguised, often in the least likely place for divinity to be, but there nonetheless, completely gratuitous, always completely gratuitous, standing on the shore, stoking a charcoal fire, standing in line at the grocery store, merging onto the expressway, walking a dog, pushing a walker. There is something in the way he stands there. Something in how she smiles. Something in the inflection of his voice. Something in the abundance of her patience. Something real. Something we have seen before with our own eyes. Something we touched with our own hands. Something undeniably real, undoubtedly true. The something is the Lord. We hear in our hearts, it is the Lord. And once again, we are fed. Once again, our souls rejoice. Our hearts burn within us. Everything around us is on fire with the brilliance of compassion, the aroma of forgiveness, the absolute, complete, gratuitous of a God whose very being is love. No one expects it, but there he is. It is the Lord, right here, right now. Alleluia. Go ahead. Cast your net and see what happens next.